أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتخذوا من دونه آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا صدق الله العظيم. This is the third ayah of Surah Al-Furqan. At the very beginning of the surah, the first two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His blessed self and the revelation of the Qur'an al-Kareem to His abd, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all things, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had apportioned it with precision, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given everything a fixed size. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything according to how it should have been created, and we find that there is absolutely no blemish and no fault in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The planets that are in orbit, the sky that is in place, the stars and the galaxy, this earth and everything about it has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with precision. One thought comes to mind, that when we look at the precision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shouldn't we as Muslims believe that the laws and the code of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon us, what we will term as the ahkam, those fara'is, those wajibat, those things that are permissible, those things that are impermissible, shouldn't we then begin to ponder how precise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the shariat also, that the time of salat, everything has been fixed and apportioned by Allah with precision. There is absolutely no blemish in it, and hence if this comes into our hearts and into our minds, then perhaps it will motivate us now to become more alert insofar as the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. What is halal, what is haram, there also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demarcated, and there is no ambiguity in these aspects. So in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded, there has been precision in it, and hence if a person follows it, then of course one will be granted the everlasting Jannah in the hereafter. In the second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Notwithstanding the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been the creator of everything, or Allah is the creator of everything, Allah had revealed the Qur'an upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet man adopts, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gods, objects of worships, لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا, and these objects of worship have never created anything. If you look at an idol, that idol could not create or manufacture anything. وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the reality is this, that they themselves have been created. So when they themselves have been created, then obviously they are not worthy of worship. Now we said this from time to time, that when we speak about idols and our minds go to stones, and it goes to the wood of the idols of the people of the past, but many instances we make idols of things of this material world, we make idols of people of this material world, and in many ways we begin to hero worship, in many ways we begin to submit and subjugate ourselves to these things and these people, and hence we need to also reflect in these matters of ours also. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. And they do not have any power or any ownership upon themselves of any harm or of any good. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also directs us to think about this fact, that all good, all benefit, all harm, all profit, all loss, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the power of it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that a person profits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that. If the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that there be a loss, then that person is going to get a loss, and there is no one that can change that. Now these idols do not even have that amount of power. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا. They do not have any control or any power over death. وَلَا حَيَاتًا, or any life. But here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in contrast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full control of the life of each and every individual. Again, it is precision. Not a second earlier, not a second later, would a child be born on this earth. When Allah had deemed it, then exactly on that second, the child will be ushered into this earth. And similarly, exactly when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deems it, a person will leave this world. The excuses of maut, the accidents or the illnesses or the sicknesses that come about, those are mere excuses. But all that is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in the hand of Allah, it is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly Allah says, وَلَا نُشُورَى, that these idols do not have any power of the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah, the raising up on the day of Qiyamah. And that again is in the full power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause this earth to end whenever Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires, and there is no one that can change that. And again, that will happen at the precise moment when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. Then there will be a period of time that will pass, and then the hashar will start, and again that will be in the full control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.